different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin. At 18 hours, the headlines. Three Mulungushi University students die. Three injured in Kabwe crash. Farmers urged to buy inputs early amidst a fertilizer shortage of years. And in international news, Nigeria summons a South African envoy over attacks on its nationals.
News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Three people have died while three others sustained serious injuries in a fatal road traffic accident which occurred today between 03:30 and 4:04 hours at a bridge near Mulungushi University along the Great North Road in Kabwe District. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilari said the accident involved a Mercedes-Benz C200 motor vehicle which was being driven by Mokoka Chanda and had a total of six occupants, all identified as students of Mulungushi University. She said preliminary investigations indicate that the vehicle was traveling from south to north when the driver lost control due to excessive speed. Mr. Chilavi said the vehicle subsequently veered off the road and overturned several times.
The vehicle had a total of six occupants, including the driver, all identified as students of Mulungushi University. Preliminary investigation indicates that the vehicle was traveling from south to north when the driver is believed to have lost control of the vehicle due to excessive speed. The vehicle subsequently veered off the road and overturned several times. The deceased have been identified as Mukuka Chanda, driver, Felix Luther, age not yet established, and Mwangula Kabwe, age 24. All the three were pronounced dead at the scene due to injuries sustained in the crash.
Agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya has advised farmers to begin purchasing farming inputs well ahead of the upcoming agricultural season, warning of potential fertilizer shortages linked to global supply disruption. Global fertilizer prices are projected to rise by over 30% this year, driven by conflict in the Middle East disrupting supplies through the Strait of Hormuz. Speaking to Hot FM News, Dr. Bulaya has cautioned that Zambia is likely to feel the effects of interruptions in fertilizer supply chains caused by the ongoing conflict involving Iran. He has noted that the situation could significantly affect the availability of fertilizer and its key ingredients, particularly as the country partly relies on imports from the Middle East.
So it is not only the euro, you know, that could be affected in this aspect, because also part of us as Zambia, we get, you know, fertilizers along the strait of that passes through along the strait of Hormuz, and with this, it means that we will also be affected, you know, somewhere. So the strategy, I think, that can be put in place is preparedness, wants to ensure that our farmers should procure, you know, inputs early, because when you look at our local production, we are not yet self-sufficient as a country in terms of fertilizer production, because we need urea also to add up, you know, to what we are producing this time around from other from imports and all that.
Government says the outcome of the country's August general elections will largely be shaped by media narratives, urging journalists to uphold ethical and factual reporting as the country heads towards the polls. Speaking during the commemoration of World Press Freedom Day in Lusaka, Information and Media Minister Cornelius Muito said journalism plays a critical role in bridging gaps, promoting understanding and strengthening peace. He has added that a free, professional and patriotic media is essential for national development. Mr. Muito said Zambia is taking concrete steps to support a vibrant media landscape, including the establishment of a media trust fund by the Media Liaison Committee, aimed at enhancing the sustainability of media houses and improving minimum wage conditions.
We urge media practitioners to remain vigilant and committed to professional and ethical reporting. This year's election and the outcome thereof will largely be, in my view, be determined by the narrative that the media will set and shape for the nation. Therefore, you have an ominous task before you to execute for yourselves, for country, for posterity. The media should guard the truth about the state of the nation.
And UNESCO representative Miela Chilufya said press freedom is essential for peace, human rights and the free flow of accurate information, stressing the need to protect and support journalists to counter disinformation.
As we mark World Press Freedom Day, UNESCO calls on governments, civil society and media organizations to protect journalists and ensure their safety, support independent and community media outlets, build skills to combat disinformation, and promote inclusive access to the information for all communities.
Meanwhile, Mr. Zambia Chairperson Lorraine Mwanza said press freedom remains critical to democracy, urging stakeholders to address challenges such as misinformation, harassment of journalists, and economic pressures affecting media sustainability. Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba says the amount of money borrowed by the UPND administration from 2021 to date is nearly equal to what was borrowed by the previous PF administration. Mr. Sinkamba said the UPND administration has continued to shift blame onto past administrations instead of taking responsibility for the debt it is also contributing to. He has stated that this approach does little to address the country's economic challenges. Mr. Sinkamba has further stated that revenue collection from the mining sector under the Patriotic Front government was significantly higher compared to the current administration.
The trouble that we have is that the UPND government, they don't tell the truth. But if they were telling the truth, would have told the people that the money that they have borrowed in between 2021 and now is almost the same as the money that they have borrowed. But they believe in the policy of always wanting to blame others for their failures. You know, if you look at the sector of the contribution of the mining sector to the economy, you'll find that taxes the PF government used to collect by far exceed what UPND government is collecting.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Energy expert Francis Zulu has advised the government to maintain the suspension of the Tazama open access framework from April to September 2026, despite calls from some stakeholders to lift the measure. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Zulu said keeping the suspension in place is a strategic decision that